Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Are you ready?
It's Afternoons with OMF.
Do you feel like once you get to the playoffs, regardless of seeding, that the Celtics are the favorite in the East?
I truly do, because, you know, I feel like we're going to be tough as hell to beat at home.
I get that. Hold on. Excuse me.
And then Glenn jumps in.
The team is pissing away the number three seed. Once they face a little bit of adversity, they will crack.
Glenn, let me stop you there. That's ridiculous.
March 20th.
The update guy here.
Major League Baseball has begun. I did not know that.
Is this the first baseball show of the year, Lou?
I think it is, yes.
We're talking baseball. Baseball.
Yeah, we are.
Like, talking baseball.
That's what we do here, Rick.
Talking baseball.
Mookie's teammates call him the perfect person.
I love it here in Boston. Doesn't mean I want to sell myself short of my values.
Right now.
Everybody applaud me on Twitter.
Yeah. On Sports Radio WEEI.
Oh, my God. We got so much going on today.
First of all, thank you. Thank you very much.
Yeah, I appreciate it. My coffee is outstanding.
I did not think you had it in you. You know, you have a bad reputation in this building. I don't know if you knew it or not.
I want to be like IT.
You want to be loved?
I want everybody to love me.
Oh, please. Please. That's
even,
a, that's
even
beneath
though I can't
you.
Play. Even though I can't play, I want everybody to
nice
love me.
It's nice of you because you're a giver.
Yeah.
I mean, now we've realized.
I felt bad for you. You were up late last night. Baseball mavens.
I was talking baseball with a few boys, a few of the fellas. Nothing wrong with that.
Is that
early preseason thing?
They're the fellas, huh?
Well, I mean, it was last night.
I am your host, Lou Maloney.
Let me tell you something. He wore Shaughnessy out because he had nothing to say today.
It was just me and Rich Keefe, Dan Shaughnessy, moving forward. Might be some other cast of characters.
Is this the first baseball show of the year, Lou?
Yeah, it was the first one.
I still don't understand. It's called Talking Baseball.
Yeah, we changed it.
So the baseball show got canceled.
Yeah, we're gonna. Yeah, thanks for watching Baseball.
Why don't you do it like some of these?
I don't know.
Some of these stadiums.
I like the baseball show.
Mile High Stadium. The rights to the name got bought out. But nobody in Denver wanted to give up, Mile High Stadium. So it was Mile High Stadium at, Invesco Field or something like that, whatever it was.
Yeah.
So it should be the baseball show, Talking Baseball, on NBC Sports
Baseball. We should somehow merge
them and marry them together.
What's wrong with we're talking baseball here?
Talking baseball.
Everybody knows that's my point.
Show. Marry them together.
If I were you, I would have been very sensitive about this, and I would say, this is going to look to the public. And everything, as Kraft is finding out right now, it's all about the public and how the public's going to view it. I would look at it in your instance and say, if you change it,
there's no
more baseball show. People are going to look at it like the baseball show failed.
I don't need
a failed show.
Oh, we're changing the nights. No more Sunday nights. We're going to be doing it Monday nights when we settle in. 8 to 9 when there's a game. It'll be a post game from 11 to 12.
They do that all the time. They take TV shows and they move them from Thursday night to Monday.
I would like
night.
To keep the name baseball show.
I thought it was a good show. I thought it was branded.
Right, it's a good show. Yeah.
Branded.
Sorry, where's the boring sound?
Baseball, though.
That now? You let these guys talk about naming rights? All right, come on, let's go. We thanked you enough. Thank you. You finally did something good in your life for Lou and I.
Team player.
We've been carrying you forever, it seems like. So I just want to say I appreciate the effort. You still showed up late, though.
Team player. We like
still
it.
Showed up late. It was a test. Late. You still showed up late. You cannot get here on time. 1:30 call time, and you're here at 1:42.
I was here earlier than that, and I was here for the
you
start
were not!
Of the show.
No, it's good.
All
quality.
That matters is the start of the show.
Yes.
That's all it can.
Yes,
okay.
You
keep
here.
Telling yourself
right,
that.
We're going to get into the Smokey Betts stuff in coming up here in a few minutes, because I think what he said today scares the hell out of me.
It should.
But I want to start with Kraft, because what he's dealing with is a little bit bigger. No surprise, he's saying no. He is turning this thing down. So what's his next move here? So he says, I'm not accepting what the prosecutors want to throw, this little deal here. And by the way, it's not a good deal for him. He could get that easily with pleading no contest, and he wouldn't even have to admit that he'd be guilty in a court of law if they ended up taking it to trial. So, but where does he go from this? Does he try to negotiate that? I mean, he's going to try to keep the video out of everybody's hands. We know that. And
I would say that's the most. If I'm looking at everything, if I'm him and I'm looking at all the obstacles that are in front of me, what is Roger Goodell going to say about this if I'm found guilty? The special interest groups, all the advocate groups that are coming after me now. or the tape, the video of the actual act actually taking place. That's the one thing for me and even my kids and my grandkids, that's the one thing. I don't care about my legacy.
How do you
don't
do that?
Want that
you
know, out there.
But how do you do
that? The only thing.
I don't think 100% you can get that out.
How do you do that?
Well, I mean, I know, like, even if they seal it and they close it and they lock it away, somebody's got a cell phone video and is videotaping this thing and just has it in their back pocket for a rainy
that's
day.
That's probably the reason why I got all these lawyers here, right? Because the minute this thing comes out for 5 minutes on the internet, they're going to try to shut it down. Right, are they going to they? Because I think it's going to come out. I think someone's going to get their hands on it. What I thought was interesting.
It's going to be too late.
I think so too. But last night, you know, so TJ Quinn sent this out last night. I don't know what it was, 9:30, 10, whatever it was. When he tweeted, the government wants Kraft to admit he'd been guilty of solicitation if the case proceeded. I'm told it's a non-starter for him. Right? We heard that last night.
Well, it should be even more so, Lou, when you look at the protest groups that are out there, because they're basically saying if he's found guilty. So in this case, they could continue their protest because they could sit there and say, Kraft's pleading guilty.
But here's what part of the tweet that kind of confused me. He says, expect intense negotiations over the next week in advance Kraft's scheduled March 28th court date. I expected to read, expect intense legal battle. Robert Kraft.
No, I think McCann pretty much said the same thing yesterday.
So it's negotiation. So it's not going to get to court. Forth. So he's not going to court.
So my guess is
so this will be handled before
there is going to be a plea.
Well, so if they reach an agreement before what is it, the 28th is the date?
So he's not going to be able to sit there and say not guilty. I was found not guilty. We got out of this because of a technicality loophole. Make any excuse you want. It's not even going to get to that point. They are negotiating.
If he gets what he wants, he's not going to trial.
So I want a deal. I just don't want that deal.
Yeah. My guess is that what he wants out of that is he wants what pleading no contest would do, and that would be that you don't have to admit that you're found guilty. Now, people can assume that you're guilty because you're filing no contest, but the way that that was worded by the prosecutors yesterday, they're trying to grandstand. They're trying to use him right now so that they can basically get him quoted and put that quote out in front of a press conference. Here you go. We got Robert Kraft to admit that if this thing went to a trial, we would have won and he would be guilty. He doesn't want that. He can't afford that. That allows the nation to sit there, put pressure on Roger Goodell and say, an entire season, he's guilty. He's admitting
he's
guilty.
Well, I find it interesting, though, that the NFL is actually investigating.
Well, our guy from last week called up and mentioned to us
that. Well, I'm just saying, so Quinn also tweeted out this morning, whatever, a few hours ago, multiple sources say NFL investigators have been all over Jupiter and West Palm Beach to find out if there's anything more about Kraft's story that hasn't got out. Had he been there before? Anywhere else? They want no surprises. Boy, I tell you, we've been calling for that for about 5 or 6 years, wanting no surprises. You know, when you hear about a case of Kareem Hunt, you know, that might have happened in a hotel, why don't you go and do your due diligence and make sure there's no surprises. Make sure that what happened is actually the truth so you're not caught off guard like they seem like they have been. But when it comes to this case, it seems like they don't want any surprises.
Yeah, I'm not buying this. You know what this is? This is the NFL investigating, walking through these massage parlors saying, do you know an Arthur Blank? How about a Jerry Jones? Do you know Jerry Jones? Yeah. They're investigating to protect their ass.
If they said, Bill, what would you say?
They want to find out if there are any more connections into all of this. We've already said this. When you look at the description, the police report, it sounds to me like Kraft knew the people who worked there. If you know the people that worked there, if you go to a sub shop and you go on a fairly regular basis to a sub shop, the people know you, right? Hey, you still want the mustard on the side, right?
Coffee shop. Your barber. Okay. Right. Exactly.
I went today to a coffee shop. They had no idea what I wanted.
They will, moving forward.
I had no idea, right? But they seem to have known him. So they know this now. The NFL knows that he probably was there, knew the people. But do others know him as well? Are other owners involved? Is there a lot more to the story? If I'm the NFL, sure, I'm investigating that. But we all know they do a piss-poor job usually when they investigate this stuff, wouldn't you say, on the whole? They used to be good, Christian. They used to be real good. They're not good anymore.
Well, It's the advancement of media and social media and videotapes.
I would say all of those people, including TMZ, are a lot better than the NFL. Yeah. Matter of fact, they should hire TMZ.
That's what I would do.
To work for. All right, we'll start with Kraft. We'll get into Mookie Betts. He talked today after Mike Trout agrees to a deal yesterday, and you are not going to like it. Plus your phone call, 617-779-7937.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
We're back with more Ordway, Merlone, and Fourier on Sports Radio WEEI.
All right, your gut feeling, TJ, you've been all over this since it broke. Are we going to see the videotape?
My gut right now is that we don't. Maybe somebody's got a copy and they're already negotiating. But my gut feeling, which is pretty much worthless, is that we don't see it.
If I'm Kraft, I don't care how much I'm spending for a legal team. I'm sitting there going, okay. So we go in and fight, and we have them, stop the videos and put a lid on it. But what's to say that somebody that's working in the force behind the scenes, not making a little side deal or whatever, and that happens, the only recourse I have is to sue Jupiter, right? What's going to happen there? What good is that?
That tape is coming out.
I think it is, too.
Maybe not in his lifetime, but eventually it's coming out.
Yeah. I'm just looking at this 2 hours ago, TJ Quinn, again, the guy that just had on. He tweeted out, more Robert Kraft news, just filed a motion to suppress the evidence, notably the video evidence. Now, this is in case there's no deal reached that would automatically seal it. I'm with you, though, because, you know, this Jupiter Police Department, people that are heading it right now, don't want to sit there and get punked by Robert Kraft and his high-priced lawyers. Like, oh, you're going to come in here, you think you're going to boss us around?
Yeah.
So no matter what happens, they're going to want more blood. And I'm telling you, that thing, I think, is going to get leaked out by somebody there. And I don't, what kind of recourse do you do? Like you said, you go after the police department to try to find out who released it?
Too late.
Money trails? Damage, like how long does that last?
Damage is already done. And as you said, suppose they're able to squash it after it hits the internet, you know, 2 hours later or whatever. It's irrelevant. People already have it. It's out there. It's gone.
See, I see ya. This needs to be locked up and done with before the 28th. Because I think, you know, we all kind of agreed that his biggest problem, the biggest issue now is this: all the strength the special interest groups are getting. There's one, there's 10. And then once there's 10, there's 100. And it just spreads and they just start leeching off of you, sucking the ever-living blood out of you. Because now they have someone to beat up on.
Right, so, but what difference does it make?
I know, but my point is, the point is that you need to stop that. Because we all know how strong and how powerful these types of groups can be. So why are you giving them time to grow? You're giving them time to sign, get more petitions, to get more people joining, more people of power and status to jump on your side. And even though he doesn't deserve at all to be banished or to have some sort of crazy 8 or even 6-game suspension, Roger Goodell, this weak-ass self, will bow down because he wants to make sure he controls the image of the NFL.
Correct.
Even though this isn't that type of deal.
That's my job.
He's going to get a major suspension, and I think it's going to be well beyond 6 games. And I think that when it does happen, Roger Goodell is going to look at it, and he'll be able to sit there and justify it to Kraft and say, come on, Bob, behind the scenes, you're still able to do everything. You just can't be at the games or whatever. But I think what he's missing is that's going to kill Kraft. For Kraft not to be this public person, why do you think he's out there in public all the time right now? Why do you think he's sitting there, you know, dancing with Cardi B and all this other stuff? Because he loves the attention. He loves being the guy that he walks in the room. Everybody knows him.
You gotta call me RKK.
Okay. That's the part of it that's going to take him on. And when you talk about these groups, and you're absolutely right, Christian, these groups are relentless. And they're going to use this as long as they can to make their point, to highlight their issue. And in doing so, they're going to put Kraft in a position where he's going to have to stay in the house every day.
Yeah.
It's going to be under house arrest every day.
So you need to, at some point in time, it has to stop.
They're going to pick at the stadium.
Okay, what? You know what? I was going to say no way, but you know what? Anything's possible. I would not doubt it.
I'm going to send him to your house to kind of take the pressure off the paper.
I got a big fire hose, and I'm ready. I got a dog.
But they'll do it even if...
Who's
if,
dog?
But they'll do it even if Kraft is suspended.
Yes.
Like for six games, they'll be out there opening day. It doesn't matter.
Even so, Lucas.
Even when he comes back, it'll be just a few more people, right?
Yeah, because if he's suspended... The human trafficking story is still out there. We saw Charlie Pierce. Charlie Pierce is a hell of a writer, right?
Yeah.
A hell of a journalist. And he's tying in the human trafficking. Why? Because it plays into Charlie's wheelhouse. Mm-hmm. You know, Charlie, he's looking at it politically. And Charlie's playing that up. So even if Kraft gets off on this, and it's even a slap on the wrist or whatever, the human cry is going to be gigantic out there because they're going to want to focus, put the limelight on human trafficking.
Brilliant.
And Kraft's the guy you do it to.
Yeah, and
you put the light right in his face.
I'm all about, you don't want a guilty, you know, anything. You don't want to be found guilty on anything. But I feel like by public perception, yes. But if you allow this to keep going and just, you know, push it and push it and push it, I feel like you're doing more harm than good. Wrap it up. Lock it up. Let Goodell, fine you, suspend you. I don't even think there'll be a fine. Who the hell knows, though? But and be done with it, and then move on.
He'll give him a suspension, a big suspension.
I'm not going to get into hypotheticals.
I know you're not. All right, we got to get into this Mookie Betts thing because we talked about it yesterday, and today Mookie spoke down in Fort Myers. And after I heard him talk today, and specifically this one line, I said to myself, "Uh-oh, Red Sox are in trouble." Listen to this.
Are you kind of expecting to go into the season without anything getting done?
That's exactly what I expect. Didn't expect anything to happen until I'm a free agent, and so it's just one of those things where you just gotta go out and play. I mean, you can't worry about the economics of the game right now. They have to take care of what they have to take care of, and I have to take care of what I have to take care of. But the common thing is to win a World Series, and I think it's definitely what we both want to do.
Oh, Jesus.
Concerns the hell out of me because we talked about this yesterday. We're no longer dealing with the great unknown. Everything is known now. We know the facts. We know the figures. Mike Trout was 2 years away from free agency, and he agreed to that extension. Mookie Betts is 2 years away from free agency, and he's basically telling you, even though I saw that figure yesterday, I'm still going to free agency. Nothing is going to happen. He didn't come back and say, well, let's see what the Red Sox do. Let's see if the Red Sox come back to me. Let's see how they value me. Nope. He said nothing is going to happen.
Exactly what I expect.
Until he gets to free agency 2 years from now.
Okay, so I heard that, and I know we were talking yesterday about, this is a perfect situation for Mookie Betts because now the ceiling, he knows what the ceiling is. That's Mike Trout, best baseball player ever to play the game, and maybe the history of the game, but we'll see. And then you have the floor, which seems to be Harper. All right, so fine. So it's somewhere in the middle, probably a little bit closer to Trout, but not Trout's numbers. I believe that he thinks that he's better than Trout. That his numbers can be, maybe if it doesn't overtake his number, but it can equal Trout's numbers. And he believes that he's worth, if not the same, more.
I agree
and
with
we
that.
Talk about injuries.
Especially
you go,
2 years from now.
That's my point.
So he's not saying he's better than Trout, but he's saying 2 years from now, those numbers are going to be higher, and I'm going to wait for the bigger number.
If you're Mookie Betts, you're actually... You're kind of like disgusted. Are you serious? Honestly, you guys think that Mike Trout is that much better than me? Okay, so now I got 2 years to prove it. Now you see what my track record is so far. What if he has two unbelievable years and he's the MVP two more years in a row? Or if he's the runner-up 2 years in a row?
Well,
have inflation, so...
I'll tell you, he might think that as well, right? 2 years from now, maybe I prove I'm just as good as Mike Trout. You know, after I show you what I can do for 6 years. The other excuse I think he would use is that Mike Trout is underpaid. You know, he took a 10-year, $350 million extension.
Right.
Manny Machado just signed for 10 years, $300. I think Mike Trout is more than $50 million better than Manny Machado. So he might have sat there and said, listen, man, God bless him. He got his money. He's comfortable. He wants to stay in L.A. I'm telling you that in 2 years, when me and Trout were going to be free agents, 10 years, $350 is low. Okay, it's not that I'm better than Mike Trout, but I think Mike Trout took a deal. I think he's worth more, and he might have a case. I mean, there's people left and right saying Anaheim Angels got a deal on this guy, and I don't argue it. I mean, I think it was a good deal for Anaheim. So that might play into it as well. The biggest reason for me, the fear that I have when it comes to Mookie Betts, is when you look at what just happened with some of the extensions and some of the signings. The Phillies signed, they got Harper, right, at $25 million annual, which opens the door, right, for them to go out and get somebody else. That's not that much on the luxury tax.
Right.
And if their eyes were on Mike Trout in 2 years, guess whose eyes they're on now?
Yep, Betts.
So the New York Yankees were watching very closely on what Arenado was doing out in Colorado because they had their eyes on Nolan Arenado, if you believe everything you read. Well, he signed with Colorado. And, oh, by the way, the same year Mookie can be a free agent, Giancarlo Stanton can opt out. What if he opts out? Who would you rather have if you're in New York? Stanton playing in the outfield or Mookie Betts?
I'd say Mookie Betts.
Because you've also missed out on Arenado. And, oh, by the way, the Dodgers, they offered a crap load of cash to Bryce Harper, didn't they? They missed out on him. So you know what they're looking for? They're looking for an outfielder with a bat. Those are the three biggest markets out there, some of them. Who knows who else gets involved? San Diego got involved this year. The White Sox are involved. So 2 years from now, he's going to have everyone.
Okay, so the Mike
everyone Trout, coming after him.
So you're right about the Mike Trout thing. And when you look at it, Trout showed some loyalty. Now, maybe he looks at it and says, Anaheim is great. Weather is terrific, as you know, Christian. Not a lot of pressure. Not a lot of pressure to win. We never win. You know, we win a few games, but
What about the rally monkey?
I got the rally monkey.
Okay, so no big deal. All right, not a lot of pressure. I love the place. I want to stay here. So you're right. He might have given them a hometown discount, also protecting his ass 2 years before this contract.
I mean,
it's
not. I mean, hometown discount. He could have squeezed more money out if he waited.
Maybe
I'm convinced of that.
Yes, I think you're right. But Mookie pretty much said today he's not giving these guys a hometown discount. He's not doing it. So if you're not getting that in advance, and the one thing that Mookie gets if the Red Sox come to the plate with him right now, is they give him insurance if anything happens to him. It's hurt in the next couple of years. Plus, as you pointed out a while back, they could give him a contract in which he's got opt-outs, in which he can go. He's guaranteed he can go back into the market if the market conditions change.
Yeah, see, given how he has handled arbitration and
he fought it in
extensions, you know, he's turned down. We already heard he turned down Joel Sherman. He turned down 8 years, $200 million after his third year in the league, basically fourth year in the league. Arenado's deal seems like something he would be more interested in than, say, Trout's, because he's always looking to maximize his value. And to maximize your value, you know, you sign, because you got to remember, luxury tax is an issue for this club this year. So you sign an extension. You don't rip this year up. And that's important because you can keep the $20 million average annual.
Right.
If you rip it up and now it goes to $35 million, you just blew through it.
Yeah.
And now all of a sudden, think about how much more you're paying him because of taxes, but still, whatever. Small thing, but real. So you give him an 8-year extension, a 9-year, a 10-year extension, opt out after three, be 29 years old, back on the free agent market. You got him for the next 4 years. You buy 2 years of free agency, and you say, Mookie, you want to maximize your dollars? I'm going to give you $36 million for the first 3 years. That's a higher annual value than anybody of these guys out there right now. You know, then you can opt out at 29 and go, you know, maybe you stay here, maybe you don't. Maybe we renegotiate a deal, maybe we don't.
Okay.
Maybe, but I get you for 4 more years as opposed to letting your ass walk here after next year.
It sounds to me like he would turn this down because it's a game now for him. He wants to go into this game show 2 years from now. You already brought up the particulars. They're going to be players. They're going to be players sitting there going, we got cash and we want you.
Big power teams missed out on the guys they're interested in.
Absolutely.
This year. Big ones.
So he's going to play the game. So I ask him, and we'll open up the phone calls at 617-779-7937. We all love the player. He's terrific. Wonderful player. Wasn't great in the postseason, was he? But he's a terrific player and we love him. But if you're the Red Sox, are you going to play this little game of Russian roulette with this guy?
Well, I'll tell you what, and I'll bring it up.
Are you gonna do this?
I'll bring this up to you when we come back. I think the Red Sox are screwed if they don't do one thing.
Good.
And they better do it in a hurry or they're screwed.
All right, 617-779-7937. You love the player. I know you do. But come on. You heard him today. He's going to this game show 2 years from now, and you may be left as the loser. 617-779-7937.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
The Drive Home is brought to you by Town Fair Tire. Town Fair Tire sells every name brand at a guaranteed lowest price. And Town Fair offers more free services than any other tire dealer. For the best prices on tires, nobody beats Town Fair Tire. Nobody. Keep up with the show on Twitter at OMF on WEEI. Before, during, and after the show at OMF on WEEI. Let's get you back to more of Ordway, Merlone, and Fourier right now on Sports Radio WEEI.
The Red Sox guys are all on the record saying that they want you to be here for a long time, that they made that clear to you. Do you feel like that's going to be clear to you?
Yeah, they definitely told me plenty of times. I love it here in Boston. You know, it's a great spot. I definitely grown to love going up north in the cold and all those type of things. But you know, it definitely doesn't mean I want to sell myself short of my value.
So there you go. He loves Boston. He said it right there to you. Red Sox want him back. They've told him they want him back. Even has endured the cold now. Has figured out how to, you know, you put extra jackets on and you're suddenly warm. But at the end, he's not going to sell himself short. There's no hometown discount. I think this is funny. I'm looking at the text line. I'm looking at Twitter right now. And a majority of people, I got to believe they're Red Sox fans, are sitting there going, oh, here we go. You guys are taking something out of context. We're not taking anything out of context. I mean, this guy gave it to you. He laid it out. What do you expect him to do? Say, see you later, Boston. I'm gone in 2 years. He's saying all the right things. I love Boston. It's a wonderful place. He wants his money.
The only thing we say, taken out of context, when you hear the sound, is it possible that his mindset is, yeah, I expect to wait the free agency. Now, if my agent and these guys work something out, but I can't worry about that. My mindset is I'm a free agent a couple years. I'm just focusing on winning a World Series. So, yes, I expect to go to free agency because there's no extension to talk about because I'm not involved. My agent will talk to Dombrowski, and he's trying to steer clear of it as opposed to as it came off as, you know, I'm not signing an extension. I'm going to free agency.
That's what he said. So if I'm the Red Sox, then I test him.
I think you go either way with that.
Okay,
one.
If I'm the Red Sox, I test him. Right.
Well,
now.
I definitely do that.
So I sit there and say, okay, I get together with his agent. I huddle up right now. You've got 2 years left in all of this. Okay, much of what and you brought this up for months now. Much of what the Red Sox do going forward, it was nice they won last year, but going forward to build this team into a perennial contender. It's got a lot to do with what they do with players that become free agents at the end of this season. But you can't make any decision on those guys until you know whether the main wheel, the most important guy, is going to be part of that mix, correct?
Yes.
Okay, so you've got to get to him right now. You can't be cheap. You can't sit there and play games. You already know what Trout's is and the money he's getting. You've got to lay it out to him, don't you?
Yeah, so here's my thing. Here's my thing, and I agree with you. So, because I think we were all kind of wrong. I know after that big deal was signed, there's this article by Jason Stark from The Athletic, and everybody wants to know what's next for baseball and what does this mean for Mookie Betts. Those are the two topics. What does this mean for baseball? What does it mean for Mookie Betts? So yesterday, this guy Jason Stark was talking to a bunch of people, talking about how, you know, Mookie's only 26, and is there a $500 million deal in his future?
Maybe.
So they talked to some other executives, and they all kind of have their own opinion. But this guy said what we said yesterday. He said, if you really look at it, I don't think he's as good as Trout, but he's better than Bryce Harper. So I think he's probably a guy who slots in there between those two. Okay, that's kind of what I thought yesterday. But then, you know, you keep talking, talk to other agents, you talk to other executives from different teams. And he says, but one prominent agent who represents neither Trout nor Betts is setting no limits on Mookie's earning power. He says he's Hank Aaron. He's right there with the best players I've ever seen. He and Trout are like nothing we've seen in this sport. If he hits the market, he'll explode it. And I believe Mookie believes that also. So if you're the Red Sox, you can't. This is a game of chicken you're going to lose. You either sign him right now, make him that offer, or you trade him.
That's
get rid
crazy.
Of him. Because you're not going to keep him. Yeah. You either do it now.
At the end of this season?
When do you trade him?
I would offer him now.
Ooh,
right now.
Here.
Don't wait till the end of the season. Because the number's going to get higher. It's going to get higher. He's going to go out there. He could have a great year. He could be the MVP. They can win the World Series all over again. There goes his number, and then you're going to have to deal with it. And then other people are going to get involved. Why risk it?
See, I still feel that this year might be the last year this group is together. When they just won a World Series. Now, this isn't 2013, bunch of good guy, overachievers, clubhouse chemistry guys. This is a group of very elite, high talent in this game, right? Some of the best hitters, the best pitchers, period.
Except the bullpen.
Well, the bullpen sucks. They'll have to adjust there. But I just, man, you get rid of him now? Now, listen, I've heard this before. Because, yeah, for two years of Mookie, you know, $20 million this year, $30 million arbitration next year, 2 years, $50 million, I think teams would obviously offer you a ton more. You know, and maybe with that $20 million you lose this year, you go out and you throw a bone at Craig Kimbrel for nothing. You know, you do make a big splash and you could sign somebody else, you know, at the trade deadline, make a trade and pick up a salary. I just think you owe it to them to give him one more year together.
Let's see what happens.
You got to try to negotiate an extension with this guy. If not, during the regular season, day one when this season ends.
And I think all you're doing is raising the number. So if they offered Mookie Betts that exact same contract, do you think he would take it today?
No. The Trout contract?
I wouldn't either.
No. I'll go back to what this executive said. If you really look at, I don't think he's as good as Trout. And my answer to that was, it's irrelevant. He's worth more than Trout because he's going to sign after Trout.
See,
as we've learned, the last guy to sign is the guy that gets the most money,
not the
best guy.
Would he accept that deal? I think just by his mindset, he's a guy that would want the opt-out. So we could maximize his value. You know, so is it a 10-year deal, $355 million, will actually make you better than Trout. You can opt out after 3 years. We're going to pay you $36 million the first three. We're going to make more money than Trout annually in the next 3 years after this year. So I get you this year at 20, then it goes 36, 36, 36. Then you can opt out when you're 29 years old. Then good luck. And then, you know what, we'll see what the market is then. But damn it, I got to know if I got you for 4 years or not. I just think that there's too much riding on losing out on these other guys that are leaving. More importantly, too many big dogs missed out on their targets. Whether it is Arenado with the Yankees, whether it was Harper with the Dodgers, whether it was Trout with the Phillies.
Too many big market teams.
Too many big teams. I don't know what San Diego will be thinking. I don't know what Chicago, I don't know what Atlanta will be thinking in a couple years. There's some teams that changed the course of their franchise in 2 years from now. Now you got five or six. Boy, I think he thinks
he's better.
But I don't want to trade him now.
I think maybe the narrative was different, and it was. I feel like I was reading it wrong. Because all of a sudden it's like, Mike Trout's the best player in baseball, so of course he makes the most money.
It's irrelevant.
I know, but the point is, so take the money out of it. How much better is he than Mookie Betts?
Well, if he signs a year from now.
And then how do we know how good Mookie Betts can really be?
We don't. The only thing that you've got going for you, or the negative for Mookie Betts going forward and playing this Russian roulette game, the only problem is, suppose he suffers a major injury in the next 2 years. You know, Buster Posey a couple years ago.
Well,
takes out the knee and he struggles. So he takes it out this year. He misses half of next season. In the second half of next season, he's still not the same player. I mean, we know why the Red Sox offered him the 8-year, $200 million deal, because he had an off year and they didn't buy the off year. They knew he was better than that. So they're sitting there buying low. Okay, it's like a stock. They're trying to buy it on the low end. They know that. That's why the offer was made. I understand why he would reject that. But what he needs to think right now is, this is business for him. There's still great risk here. There's a lot of money on the table. So is he going to fight between the difference of 430 and 500 or 470?
No, you're right. I mean, when you look at Mookie, you know, with him, he's not a big fella, right?
No.
But he's got explosive hands. Right, wrists. I mean, just quick as all hell. Like,
yeah, ask Dustin Pedroia about wrists.
Well, yeah, I mean, old school. You know, Gary Sheffield. You know, just bam, just fast, hitting the wrist, break the little elbow styloid, fracture a bone in your wrist.
Changes
different
everything.
Type of player. And this is why guys sign extensions. You guys see the Alex Bregman extension?
Yes,
they gave him
100
now. This
mil.
Guy is paying for $650,000.
Right.
Alex Bregman. He's not even arbitration eligible yet, so he gave up. It's an extension now, not a 5-year, 6-year deal like they first reported. It's this year and then a 5-year extension.
Right.
So he gave up his first 3 years of arbitration, 2 years of free agency. Alex Bregman probably, if he played it out, cost himself $25-30 million. Whatever, I'm comfortable. I'm good.
I mean, insurance, and that is,
but it's an insurance.
But see, but that is, that's why the deal now makes more sense. You want to wait? Fine. Okay. You want see with Trout? I don't think there are any opt outs. There's a no trade clause. So he's there for life.
Until he's like 40. So, but if I'm right now, if I am Mookie Betts. I am looking to the Red Sox, and basically, if I'm his agent, I'm going to the Red Sox saying, you know, knock our socks off. Go, just do it, okay? And then we'll look at it. But this whole idea that you're going to wait for 2 years, if you're the Red Sox, I'm sorry. And I know people are already pissed about this. We can't trade him away. We can't do this. You can't wait 2 years from now, make decisions in this upcoming offseason with key players on your team, and then find out next year that this guy, maybe the best player or the second, third best player in baseball, is going to walk, and you get nothing.
Laugh. And that's why you do
and
it
suppose
now.
He goes to a team in the division like the Yankees.
See, I say you're not going to have – it's the easiest situation and time for you to make a deal. The farther away you get from Trout, the more money you're going to spend.
Here's the other thing, Christian.
And the more chances he has to prove that he's either better or more valuable for a longer period of time, it's going to cost you more money.
Here's the other one, guys. You can win without him. You can still put a team together that can win a championship without Mookie Betts. It's a little bit different in the NBA if you have LeBron and suddenly you lose LeBron. Okay, if you lose a great player, if you lose Curry, you lose Durant. This is baseball. Let's look at the playoffs this past year in the playoffs. How important was Mookie Betts? When did he hit the home run? The last game of the World Series?
Last at bat, yeah.
Okay. So how important was he?
Mookie Betts bailed his ass out.
Steve Pierce and Nathan Eovaldi were the most important guys.
So are you
for
saying
you.
Hashtag trade Mookie Betts?
I'm saying that you have to look at what it is. It's a business decision right now, and I would be. If he's not going to take it,
yeah, you know,
if you're not willing, yeah. and I don't know if the Red Sox are willing to put it all out on the table and say we'll give you all of this, but if they're willing to do it, and he's not going to take it, if I'm the Red Sox, I say time to move on.
The only reason why this is even going to be discussed. You know, you trade Mookie Betts. Because I've always felt you just, oh, whatever the guy wants, you give him. The only reason is because of who you have coming up.
Yep.
That's it. I mean, if Mookie was up this year and all those other guys, if you flip-flop the free agency years and it's Mookie and Jackie, and then the following year you got to worry about Sale, and you got to worry about JD, and you got to worry about Xander, and you got to worry about Porcello, which I think is probably gone, but you never know. They may want to keep him if they lose out on Mookie. I don't know. Then I would say, okay, you know, man, just play this thing out. It's the final year of the deal, and if you want him, you sign him. That way, if you don't sign him, then you're going to keep these other guys there a year later. You probably hold on to him. But that's not the case. These other guys are up first.
Who's your shortstop if you lose Xander Bogaerts?
Su-Wei Lin.
There you go.
No, I don't know. You're going to go get someone. But I don't want to give up Xander. I think he's premier
position.
I
don't either. And I think he started to show a lot of maturity with his game in this last year.
I mean,
year.
Lindor's not a free agent until like 2022.
Right.
You know, like, where are you going to shop and what's he going to cost? And it's, you know, Chris Sale. It's can he get through a season? There's question marks there. JD Martinez, what he means to this team. Dombrowski already said you can't keep everybody. So do you really want to lose a couple of players that makes you feel kind of uncomfortable about your team, knowing that you don't have Mookie locked up and
no,
then you might just lose him too? Then you turn around and sit there and go, he signs this deal with Atlanta, you know, and you're like, man, because last offseason, if I knew this, I wouldn't have let this guy go right. and this guy go.
That's why this
you got to think in advance.
They need
clarity in all of
and
this.
And what they need too, they need a bridge. I mean, as far as the talent they have in the minor league system, I mean, listen, I want this guy here. But if you can get, you know, the pitching and the hitting prospect, two guys, you know, we're talking about, you know, a guy like Moncada and Kopech.
I'm just saying,
what you gave up for Sale, your best pitcher, your best hitter. I'm not saying those two guys because I don't know what those two guys are. But an organization like that, and now you've got double-A, triple-A guy, an impact arm, an impact bat moving forward. are you better off? That's tough to say without Mookie, but you could make a case.
But, Lou, you got to admit it. In baseball, you can win without the greatest player. What has Mike Trout won? Not a single playoff.
You got to find out what he
not
what,
a single
what it's going to take.
Hank playoff. Aaron. Amazing. Let's go to the phone calls, get your reaction. Here's Joe in a car. Hello, Joe.
What's going on, guys?
What's up, Joe?
Oh, I got to sneeze. Hold on a second.
God. Oh, goodbye.
Oh, God, really?
Honestly, hang up on him. Hang up on him.
We don't allow sneezing in the program.
Sat there for an hour.
We don't allow sneezing in the program.
No.
It's not allowed. It's in the rules. Mike's in Randolph. Hello, Mike.
Guys, what's going on? How are you?
What's up, Mike?
Hey, this kind of reminds me, Nomar, your boy, Lou.
Mm.
If I remember correctly, the Sox came to him with a deal with an extension the year before, I think before 2003. And he wanted more after Jeter and A-Rod had just gotten their deals, and he turned it down. I believe that's when he got hurt. And I think, what do you have, 2 more years after his original contract was up? And I think he had $5 million a year. Instead, I think they came to him 4 with 60 or 4 with 70. Is that correct?
Yeah, it was 4 and 60. It's just, listen, that's a gray area. I'm well-versed on that contract. Wow. He accepted it, and Larry Lucchino took it off the table.
Well, I guess.
So he never really turned it down, technically.
Well, I guess the reason why I brought it up is you mentioned something about the wrist.
Yeah.
And, I mean, Noma had some of the fastest hands ever. And, you know, as soon as he had that banged up wrist, I thought that was the beginning of the end for him. And, I mean, you see that with a lot of players. And, you know, yeah, maybe you can't set the market. But, I mean, yeah, I think Mookie would be just stupid to take the day off of you, you know, 12 years for 400, just take that and be happy.
I don't know about 400, based on what you saw with Trout yesterday, but if they offered him a Trout deal, I agree with you. There's far too much risk. You're sitting there, should I open up, what's that game show? Should I open up the next suitcase? Because I got all this cash over
right
here. Should I do this? I lose it all. I think there's far too much risk. When we're talking about that type of money, what are you thinking? If you're looking at as a business, they would love to tell us, players love to tell us all the time, it's a business. We have to look at it as a business. Well, if it's a business and you could possibly lose it all because you have a career-ending injury or a career-altering injury next season, then you take that money.
But that's what the team is hoping for. But what if you're dealing with a player that's like, nope, confident, I'm going to be just fine.
Then I'm sorry, they're playing it like it's a game. And this is not a game. This is business. This is not a game. You're not spinning the wheel and let's see if $1,000 comes. Oh, God, I only get $5. You're not playing it that way. Mm. All right, 617-779-7937. You like that? We had a Nomar insider, and we were able to weave him in
family
with the caller.
Yes,
unbelievable.
That's fake news.
Nomar insider.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.